Instagram censors biologists for posting evidence showing biological men are stronger than women. By Alam Bokhari on October 14, 2021. Facebook-owned Instagram censored evolutionary biologist Colin Wright earlier this week after he posted a study from a major medical journal showing male-to-female transgender people, aka biological men, have a natural advantage over biological women in multiple sports. The Masters of the Universe reportedly consider the post to be hate speech. The 2020 Tokyo Olympics saw male-to-female transgender athletes compete in a number of women's events, including weightlifting. Via the Daily Mail. Colin Wright, who has been published in the Wall Street Journal and was in academia for 12 years, posted a chart from the study, conducted by researchers at University of Manchester and Karolinska University Hospital, Stockholm, showing that biological males have a performance advantage over biological females across many Olympics contested sports. Similar scientific conclusions were reached in a study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine called How Does Hormone Transition in Transgender Women Change Body Composition, Muscle Strength and Hemoglobin? Systematic review with a focus on the implications for sport participation. Conducted by researchers at Loughborough University and Karolinska Institute, Stockholm. They each concluded that even after 3 years of hormone therapy, transgender women on average still retain strength advantages over biological women, which may not allow for an even playing field in sports competitions. In a post on Twitter, Wright revealed that Instagram took down his post for violating its rules against hate speech. The post that the Facebook-owned platform deemed to be hateful consisted of an image from one of the studies, showing the advantage for biological males across a range of sports. Breitbart News has reached out to Instagram for comment. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.